With heart sore, he goes unto his coffer, and brought gold unto this philosopher, the value of 500 pounds, I guess, and him beseecheth of his gentleness to grant in him days of the remnant, and said, Master, I dare well make a vaunt, I failed never of my truth as yet, for sickerly my debt shall be quit towards you, however that I fare to go a-begged in my kirtle bare. But would you vouchsafe upon surety 2 years or 3 for to respite in me, then were I well, for else must I sell my heritage. There is no more to tell. The philosopher soberly answered, and said thus, when he these words heard, Have I not held covenant unto thee? Yea, certes, well and truly, quod he. Hast thou not had thy lady as thee liketh? No, no, quod he, and sorrowfully he sigheth. What was the cause? Tell me, if thou can. Aurelius his tale anon began, and told him all as you have heard before. It needeth not to you rehearse it more. He said, Arviragus of gentleness had liever die in sorrow and distress than that his wife were of her truth false. The sorrow of Dorigen he told him alls, how loath her was to be a wicked wife, and that she liever had lost that day her life, and that her truth she swore through innocence. She never erst had heard speak of appearance. That made me have of her so great pity, and write as freely as he sent her me, as freely sent I her to him again. This all and some, there is no more to say. This philosopher answered, Leave a brother, every one of you did gently to the other. Thou art a squire, and he is a knight. But God forbid, for his blissful might, but if a clerk could do a gentle deed as well as any of you, it is no dread. Sir, I release thee of thy 1,000 pound. As thou right now were cropped out of the ground, ne never ere now ne hadst known me. For, sir, I will not take a penny of thee for all my craft, nor naught for my travail. Thou hast it paid well for my vitale. It is enough. And farewell. Have good day. And took his horse, and forth he goes his way. Lordings, this question will I ask now. Which was the most free, as thinketh you? Now telleth me, ere that you further wend. I can no more. My tale is at an end.